Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. It makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Silence is golden, some may say. Some may say, well, I say silence is an aimless time to kill. It's a restless feeling pounding on my brain both night and day. And these old wheels of mine spin louder as it builds. Yes, the sky would surely fall if my dear drum did fill to be a single time and time around. Some may make it out alright, some may have never known. These old wheels spin far too loud, far too loud. For I love to hear a chorus from the morning bird choir and the sounds of coffee boiling on the pot. How I love to hear I love you dry morning tone, and just assume that if I can't, these wheels will stop. Yes, happy is the day I lay my poor head down, with neither trial nor trouble to compete. With the chirp of summer crickets, nor tree frogs croak, and these old wheels slow down enough so that I may sleep. Yes, silence is golden, some may say. Some may say, well, I say silence is an aimless time to kill. It's a restless feeling pounding on my brain both night and day. And these old wheels of mine spin louder as it builds.
Boy, they just chopped it off right there, didn't they? Mandolin Orange. I love Mandolin Orange and stuff, and they have quite a few albums out, actually, and their last album is way cool. But any Mandolin Orange album, some of them are just a tad more on the rock side, but the lyrics are so good, and the intent is so sincere. It just shows through anything and everything that Mandolin Orange. This album is called Quiet Room, and it's an earlier album of Mandolin Orange, and they just do some amazing things. Just a wonderful kind of modern, contemporary, pure D folk group. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for November the 18th. And we're getting on into the end of the year, the end of 2017. How about that? A lot of cool stuff going on. That festival up in Spokane was amazing. Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. It was really, really something. It always is. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And there are enough people now who show up on the Sunday. You know, that was a little dicey. They weren't sure if that was going to work. And it's working. That's Sunday. So they have to have it 2 days because they have so many performers who want to play that festival. It's by far, from the standpoint of festivals, I don't know if it's the best festival, but it is by far the most diverse of all the festivals on the east side of the mountains, by far. Ethnic and dance and gospel and all kinds of cool stuff at the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. And it was amazing. And Spokane Public Radio did a radio show, and I was honored to some extent in there for the 35 years of this program. And that's the last time I'm being honored, and I can get back to business as usual. And honoring is really cool and it's fun and everything like that. But eventually, you just want to do your job and enjoy it. And that's what that's all about. And you listeners have been so cool about all of that. So it's really neat. And the pledge drive we did back in October, just the amount of mail and the amount of letters and the amount of comments that are so specifically about how people really appreciate this show is really, really, really just kind of, I guess the term I want to use is heartwarming. It's really something. All right, Mandolin Orange, Heidi Muller, Bob Webb. Well, Heidi Muller did the theme song. Heidi and Bob Webb are going to be in Orofino tomorrow on the 19th. That's a 3 o'clock show at the high school gymnasium sponsored by the Clearwater Concert Association. That's a free concert, by the way. So you can show up and just see him for free. Don't get spoiled by that, though, because eventually you got to pay to see these folks somewhere along the line. But this one's a free one for Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. Go check it out, alrighty? Because that'll be a hoot down there in Orofino at the high school gymnasium. Here's a set of reels. Anna Murray does all kinds of stuff. This is a very electronic album, but she plays the Scottish small pipes. Now, the small pipes are used instead of a big bag like the bagpipes. It's a set of billows, and they're on little. The billows are on a stick, and they squeeze just like you would a bag, but they're very tiny, and this is the Scottish small pipes. Anna Murray, and this is a very modern approach to some of these Scottish reels. Thank you.
сиямын хатгас муйхан ирх магут окок сиямын хатх шэмган янз ны хог блион жани гюми ижеврия кан вак мыш нот ти жиа ху фон хан жиа хофату о кок сиамын хатх кас муйхан ирх магут о кок сиамын хатх шүмгэ янз ны хог сэсэн яны кюс арам хели спек фаудан фат Set lan an chil vakum Oh kokus yamun hatog kas muikh nikh magut Oh kokus yamun hatog Хаарт ни грач нах чарингс венос тагут фети атсн скуш хам хани фарн фаюн гра хахарих о кок сиамын хатг си ханирх магут о кок сиамын хатг мах зяхи азвоня вехлат хинтаврокнстсал кромури фантин о как сиамын хатх кас муйх нирх магут о как сиамын хатх кас муйх нирх магут
You say you killed 10,000 men beneath the rising sun, but why take on 10,000 when your quarrel lies with one?
Dry your crying eyes, enough so they may see.
Heartbreak has broken you down
in its way, babe, true love is found. True love's found. You
say you'd sail the seven seas and circle the world wide just to meet you.
Crying eyes, enough so they may see. Heartbreak has broken you down in its way, babe, true love.
believe that you're the first to try. Thank you.
That's good.
Modern man is he who pulls himself away from the screen, free from mainstream. He's seen it all before. When forced to face a modern door, he reaches for his Tylenol and water, water, clean water. That's all he needs. Yeah, free from mainstream. He's drank his fill before. When forced to stomach one ounce more, he turns around and searches for his pillow and his mattress in his quiet little room and tries to sleep. Yeah, deep in his dreams, modern man doesn't need reality. He'd rather shoot at the moon, though he knows that it won't fall no matter how many holes that he may try to claim. Such an honest man who fires away at nothing in particular, simply because testicular motives seek, yeah, to roam free in the scene. His lust controls it all. When forced to face another wall, he turns and lights his last menthol, then drags it all till the whole damn thing is gone, no matter how many holes in his lungs may come to be. Such an honest man and honest way to kill off all the little things, smoke them out and fire away at life. Yeah, don't be shy, be obscene. Go turn your head and smile. You'll soon be gone in quite a while, and make more room for one new pile of skin and bones.
Oh, very, very clever songwriting there from Mandolin Orange, Andrew Marlin, and Emily Franz. Oh, my goodness. Great stuff. Great. And you read these titles and you think, oh, it's going to be some trite country song. And you know, like the I don't know, Eyes to Cry or whatever the thing, the one we played in the before this one, and Modern Man and all this. And they seem like, eh, the titles are like, eh. And then you listen to these songs and they just blow you away. Lyrically, what these folks are doing. Mandolin Orange, Anna Murray before that with a bunch of Gaelic, pretty good Gaelic, and some small pipes, those Scottish small pipes. And we're going to go right into Judy Kosh-Smith. Judy Kosh-Smith, and she is going to do Willie Nelson's old favorite that Patsy Cline. You know, that was a good story. because the deal was is they were working on Willie Nelson's album, right? And Patsy Cline was a backup singer, just doing the vocals. And she was sort of humming it in a kind of a break. She was just kind of messing around with it. And Willie came over and said, you have to be the one to do this song. This was like 1960, 61, right in there. And so Patsy Cline's version of Crazy is like the iconic version. It's the one that you really want to hear of this song. Willie's recorded it many, many, many times and sung it many times. And, of course, he wrote it. But this is one of those true things where probably Patsy Cline's version has much more emotion in spite of that that kind of Nashville format sound. Nashville's really good at format and not necessarily creativity. Anyway, so here we go. This is Judy Kosh-Smith and her version of Willie Nelson's song, Crazy.
Crazy for crying, and I'm once in a lullaby.
Hummingbird, ooh, hummingbird, ooh. on the wind on the first day of May, leaving the fall with snow on the way. How many miles will your little wings beat? All the way to Mexico, return and repeat. Ooh, hummingbird. Ooh, hummingbird. Ooh, hummingbird.
I come into this life, child of a woman and a man who lived in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door. And he worked like the devil to be more. Kind of poverty now upsets my soul. Night after sleepless night, I walk the floor and I want to know, why am I so alone? Where is that man? Can I bring him home? Have I driven him away? Is he gone? Sunrise, and I'm driven to my bed. I see that it is empty, and there's devils in my head. I embrace the many-colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I find myself just wishing that my life would simply cease.
Came from Norway, married at 16 years, built a sod house on the prairie, learned to persevere. She and Ole moved to Spokane, 10 children later, work in the land. Then an injury crippled Ole, with a mortgage to be paid. Then the banks failed, 1893. No money to be made. 3 years later, to save the family farm, Helga and her daughter walked arm in arm. $10,000 was the wager to prove a woman's strength, walk the country, New York City, go the entire length. Helga and Clara walked for 7 months, through heat, storm, and danger, and didn't turn back once. 4,000 miles, we can do this. 32 pairs of shoes. They arrived in late December, but the payout was refused. They missed the deadline 3 days late. It would not be excused. Stranded penniless by Christmas Day. Try as they would, they couldn't make it home till May. When they got home, only sadness. Diphtheria had claimed 2 of her children in her absence. Now Helga was to blame. It was a fool's errand what she had done. Unforgiven, now she was shunned. 4,000 miles, all for nothing. 32 pairs of shoes. Helga meant to sell her memoir, but her journals all were lost, so she rewrote her adventures. Knowing what it cost, yet when she died, her memories were spurned. Only 2 pages escaped being burned. 4,000 miles. Helga's story almost vanished. In shaming and in strife, but it was whispered for 90 years, till it came back to life. Newspapers wrote about her all along the way, and piece by piece her story was saved. 2007, Daughters of Norway. Mountain home, Idaho, named their lodge for Helga Estby, so they could proudly show she walked for women and her family. Now we honor her place in history. For 1,000 miles, we remember. 32 pairs of shoes. 4,000 miles, Helga Estby.
the right buttons to push where it hurts and how and why. But there's a reason why we'll make it. 'Cause every time that I just can't take it, I climb back out into love again. Oh, I climb back out into love again. Once or twice I knew that we were through. We couldn't talk, we couldn't sleep, all our worst fears were coming true. But something broke inside of me that showed me something I didn't know I had. I climbed back out into love again. Oh, and I climbed back out into love again. Jesus, he stepped out on the sea. I never knew what that chance he took could do for you and me. But there's no other way to explain it. A miracle any way that you paint it. We climb back out into love again. Oh, we climb back out. Yes, we climb back out into love again.
I had forgotten how good that cut is. I'd forgotten how good this album is. This is Bill Davies' very first album. Came out in the early 90s, maybe even earlier than that, late 80s. Cat Eagleston doing the background vocals on that song called Miracles. I Climb Back Out into Love Again. Oh, my goodness. We heard Judy Kosh-Smith doing Crazy. She also copied, emulated, and did a pretty good job, actually, of emulating Israel Kamakawole's, I think, I can't remember, it's out of my head, the Hawaiian singer's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World that he recorded in 1993. And he died at the age of 38. He was very obese. At times in his life, he weighed up to 700 pounds. Isn't that something? And so we were looking here just to see about people who like the record, like who is the heaviest person. And there's one man that was in the Guinness World Book of Records in the late 70s, 1,400 pounds. 1,400 pounds. How could you even move? I don't get that. But anyway, that's the record. Anyway, so Israel Kamakawole, boy, I got to work on that. They'd slaughter me in Hawaii. Anyway, he did that wonderful version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and It's a Wonderful World, and people have played that. I mean, that has just taken off and still takes off. People like karaoke that at weddings and use it as a song piece for a lot of different things in his version. Well, anyway, Judy Kosh-Smith copied it and did a pretty good job. She did a pretty good job of copying 420 years ago Stephen Stills' song, and then a wonderful version of Crazy with some great piano. Oh my gosh. And some great upright bass. Judy Kosh-Smith. Heidi Muller in there with Hummingbird. Nice tune. It's one I haven't played. And then 32 Pairs of Shoes, which is a long, long, long story. And a young kid in the schools there created an essay on this, and that's what brought this whole thing out. And if you go to Orofino and see Heidi tomorrow, you can, on the 19th of November, you can actually talk to her about it because it is a fairly involved story. And I got an email from one of the teacher of the young man who wrote the essay about all of this. Anyway, it's a great story, and there's a lot more to it that she couldn't cover in 6 minutes, 32 pairs of shoes from Heidi Muller and Bob Webb's album Up Hurricane Creek. And I want to play one more, and I always play this. Sometimes we can run these things into the ground. I just think this is such an amazing song. I really do. And I think the lyric is just, this is like Heidi Muller at her best. I just love this song. Always have, always will. And I'm going to play it for you right now. Alrighty, keep an eye on the moon. And it goes like this.
Tonight, when the sun dropped down in the sky, it backlit the fields and farms. Venus and Mars sang a dark lullaby and gathered them up in their arms. It's a good time to walk your worries away and sing to yourself a new tune. If the answer you needed didn't come through the day, stand by, keep an eye on the moon, keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you have to say. If your heart's feeling empty, like a mother she'll croon. Shine on through the night, you'll be all right. Keep an eye on the moon. Time to remember the ones that you love and leave behind your cocoon. Bring what you have and come into the sun. And tonight, keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your shadows in the late afternoon. Just give it a while, you'll feel her smile. Keep an eye on the moon. Waxing, waning, hidden or full, her mystery silent and white. Eclipses and changes, pushes and pulls, hearts, tides, owls in flight. Somewhere away in a far-off land, a child stares into the fire. A tambourine jingles on an aged hand, bracelets and jewels to it's the oldest of melodies lingering low over the desert and dune. It sings to the stars while let the grandmothers know it's wise to keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you have to say. It's only a phase. Keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye.
Oh, we have to pull out of this. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. Hang on now.